I know there is a lot of folklore that goes with the masterpiece of the Lord's Supper painting by Leonardo da Vinci. Whether this is true or not, I love the story, and I read it recently about the painting. When Leonardo da Vinci was working on this on his famous Last Supper painting, he became angry with one of his assistants, berating the man without mercy. After banishing his assistant from the studio, he went back to work. As an act of revenge, he used the person's face who had offended him for the face of Judas. He continued his work until he tried to paint the face of Jesus, and he couldn't do it. No matter how hard he tried, he was unable to paint Christ's face. So he stopped painting, went to his assistant, asked for forgiveness. Only when the man forgave him and reconciled was Da Vinci able to return to the table of the Last Supper and paint the face of Jesus. When Leonardo showed mercy and pardon to his assistant, Jesus became a lot clearer. This is where we land in today's reading. Jesus becomes clearer to us and the world around us based on how we respond to people who have hurt us or have taken advantage of us. In fact, when we read this chapter, we recognize that it's about Christian retaliation. Listen to Jesus' words from Luke's Sermon on the Mount. This is verses 27 through 31. I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other one also. And whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you would want them to treat you. Here is the Christian retaliation. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Notice, I didn't say to post about it on social media. We are to pray and not post. If a person hits you on one side, offer the other side. If they steal, give them something else they didn't ask for. Give to everyone who asks of you and don't demand it back. This seems so unnatural to do, and it is, because it's supernatural. This is where the face of Jesus shows up clearer for you, on you, and for others. A number of years ago, Dr. David H. Fink, a psychiatrist for the Veterans Administration, wrote a book titled Release from Nervous Tension. In his book, he outlined his research into the causes of mental and emotional disturbances in people's lives. From more than 10,000 case studies, he discovered a common trait among all of his patients who suffered from severe tension. They were habitual fault finders, constant critics of people and things around them. Those who were free from tension and anxiety were the least critical. His conclusions were that the habit of fault finding is a prelude or mark of the nervous or the mentally unbalanced. Those who wish to retain good emotional and mental health should learn to free themselves from a negative and critical attitude. Thank you, Dr. Fink, but Jesus already mapped this out for us 2,000 years earlier in his Sermon on the Mount. Instead of Jesus coming from a case study standpoint, he came from the Creator standpoint. He already knew what was best for the people he created. So Jesus said, here's how you respond to the craziness of people's actions and reactions. Instead of being critical and negative, do the supernatural thing. And here is the result. When we do that, we give what we give and we will get more of it. If we show love, we will get a lot more love back. If we show mercy, we get it overflowing back. If we show pardon, we will be forgiven many times over. Jesus was telling us to let someone off the hook today. You may have them and have a screenshot of a text they sent, for example. You may have a smoking gun even, but how about showing mercy and pardoning them today? Your goal every day is not to convict and find evidence on how bad people are to you. Instead, Jesus wants your goal to be pardon when you even have the evidence to convict them. Here is the rest of Jesus' words to those who retaliate this way. Love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Luke 6:35. Did you catch that? Your reward will be great when you retaliate God's way. What kind of reward was Jesus referring to? Well, he tells us in verse 38, give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. I've heard this verse many times in regards to money. If this is how you've interpreted this verse, I hate to break it to you. There are no dollar signs around this verse. Instead, read the prior 10 verses and see what verse 38 means. It has to do with what you give to people who hurt you. It's a new level of relating to people. It's Christian retaliation. Over the years, leaders have preached that the give in verse 38 is money, but not according to Jesus. There are enough verses on money in the Bible that we don't need to make square pieces fit into round holes. Jesus is not talking about giving money, but giving pardon and mercy to people. In New Testament times, men wore their outer garment in such a way as to have a pocket on the front, which was used for holding wheat that had been purchased. They would buy a pocket full of wheat and pour it into the pocket and press it and shake it down as much as possible that would fit in. If the purchaser received so much wheat that even after doing all that pressing and shaking, it still overflowed outside of his garment, he was considered to be especially blessed. Jesus was saying that when you show mercy, pardon, love, and generosity to those who deserve the opposite, you're about to get a whole bunch of mercy, pardon, love, and generosity coming your way. Retaliate the right way, the Jesus way, and you will find the rewards are amazing. I could have saved Dr. Fink the time and government money he spent in studying those 10,000 cases and just had him study the Sermon on the Mount in Luke chapter 6.